to The Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Open line at 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the probiotics that I take on a daily basis and recommend to everybody. It's the highest quality probiotics out there. It's the only one, or one of the few, maybe the only one, that's out there on the market that doesn't have to be refrigerated, and that comes from the fact that it is fermented over a three-year period at room temperatures, and the bugs are, you know, bred to survive in normal temperatures, and it's one of the reasons they work so well too. So if you haven't tried it yet, please look into it, especially if your health isn't absolutely perfect. It's terrific. Somebody called and wanted to know what was a good skunk deterrent. Didn't have time to stay and go on the air. That's one of the pests that the company we work with that does the mole scram and deer scram and all that has not come up with yet. I don't know why they haven't. I don't know what the difference is, but I may be wrong. You may be working on something, or something may be available that I haven't seen yet, but don't have a good one on that. On skunks yet. I would probably try some of the repellents that work on some of those other animals, even though they're labeled for different ones, and see if you get any results. The active ingredient in several of them is castor oil, castor bean oil, and so you may look at some of those kind of repellents and see if that will help. And another thing that I would try is a garlic pepper tea spray. We discovered some years ago that one of the pests, and then they're, you know, beautiful animals, but they're big pests that you can repel and keep out of your trash cans and trash bags very effectively, is raccoons. And raccoons don't like, it's probably the hot pepper more than anything, but the garlic pepper tea formula that we've got on the website, if you go to dirtdoctor.com and go under the button that says guides, the word guides, all the formulas are there, including the garlic pepper tea. So trying that with the skunks is something I would try as well. There's a trap that people recommended to me some years ago on skunks, too. If they're coming in and getting in trash cans or whatever, you can set up a trap on a trash can with some dog food or something that they would be attracted to on top of a trash can. What they did was they take a trash can and put newspaper over the top of it and wet the newspaper, but it's still spanning across the trash can, and then put the dog food or something there so that when the raccoon, when the skunk gets up on the wet paper, it caves in and they're trapped inside a big trash can and can't get out. It needs to be one with nice slick sides, I guess, so they can't get out. But that's a couple of possibilities for you to try there. And if anybody's got any good tips, had more experience with skunks, let us know. They're a little bit dangerous to handle because a fair number of them do have rabies, so you got to be careful about that. So getting a professional in the animal control business out to help you with it might be the best way to go. Let's see, George in Hudson Oaks, Texas, next up. Hello, George. George, where'd you go? It sounds really dead there. I'm going to put that on hold. Check that out, Kristen. Somebody called mosquitoes, questions about mosquitoes. Continued to be an interesting story. I was interviewed by some people writing some columns about that, and I think you're going to start seeing a lot of conversation and a lot more stories in radio and television about mosquitoes. The spraying has kicked up, and I think they've even sprayed in our area in Dallas. And my point continues to be that the spraying doesn't do any good. It gives people a sense that the cities are doing something, But there's some fair evidence that the spray may even do more harm than good by killing beneficial insects and things like that. In addition to that, we found that spraying something that a spray mix that contains garlic and a little bit of orange oil and a bio wash or maybe an essential oil product works as well as the synthetic pyrethroids and the dangerous chemicals and doesn't cause the problems with kids and adults, too, with allergies and even asthma, as do the synthetic pyrethroids. So you're going to see more and more on that. What we recommend for mosquito control is to get rid of the standing water if you can. We've got a situation behind our house where we can't always do that, and we have a continual problem. But the natural repellents work very well, getting rid of the water. If you can't do that, put the BTI in the water. BTI stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, and that's a bacterial product that is specific at killing mosquito larvae and fungus gnats. It doesn't hurt butterflies. It doesn't hurt moths. It doesn't hurt vertebrates or any other invertebrates. It's just specific to those pests, and both of them are pests, and they're really easy to control with that. So if you've got them coming out of any water where we've got an underground drainage system, for example, and where water may be standing in an area that you've forgotten about having, that's a place to treat with the BTI products. It comes in granules. It also comes in little donuts that you can throw out in the water. And even if the water goes down and goes dry and the BTI is in that area and then they get wet again, the BTI has not been ruined. It will be effective for you once again. So those are some of the things that we recommend. Nothing's perfect. Mosquitoes are tough. Keep your immune system high. That's one of the reasons why I recommend the probiotics so strongly. Open line at 866-444-3478. Is George there now in Hudson Oaks? George, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there he is. Sorry about that.
This was a caterpillar. A green one, about 3 inches long, I guess close to a half inch in diameter, and it was on an Esperanza plant, and I gently picked it up and moved it over to another one. What kind of a moth are we dealing with?
Well, a great big pretty moth. They, if you look at our Texas bug book, we've got some pictures of those kind of moths in there, and they're big. They look like butterflies almost. They're so big. And
what color are they? Are they black?
The one that one probably is kind of a mottled gray and purple and has swept back wings. Looks like a fighter jet almost.
Okay. Well,
really pretty big old moth.
Well, yeah. We moved it from one Esperanza to another because it was pruning it pretty good.
yeah, they will.
And the other one needed to be pruned. Well, thank you, Howard.
Okay. I tell you how you can know for sure and take a picture and send it to us, and we can add it to our...
Well, I don't think we're that adept at...
Well, it's real easy. You can just cut some of the foliage off of the plant and go to a pet store, and or you may have something at home already, a plastic container that has air vents in the top of it, and you can put the worm and a little deal of water in there and the foliage that it's feeding on, and it will rear out in that plastic container, and you can see what the adult looks like because you'll have the adult, yeah.
Well, we don't want to get rid of it. We're just curious what it was. Okay.
Well, keep an eye out because you'll see at some point that the chrysalis, the cocoon, will attach to the plant, and it'll be a little bit inconspicuous. It'll be on the back side of the foliage, and it may be hanging out by a piece of silk or something like that, and you can see it. When you see that, keep an eye on it, and if you watch every day, you may be able to see it hatch out there in a native situation too.
Well, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 866-444-3478. Beverly in beautiful Canton, Texas. Hello, Beverly.
Hi, Howard. I've got a couple of quick questions. I've always wanted to ask you, when you say that you douse yourself down with vinegar after a shower,
mm-hmm.
how much? I mean, do you put it the full strength, or do you dilute it down?
Well, I do it full strength, and I have it in, I probably shouldn't, but I have it in a glass jar that has a, it's a glass, it's like you would use to put out oil and vinegar on your salad is what I have it in. And I just put it in my hand, splash it all over, and rub it in the skin real well, and then rinse it off.
Okay, next question was the
Okay, you're
going
to have to hang
earlier.
On. I'll be back in just a minute. I got a break right after this.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
Hey, Howard, back with you, and I think Beverly stayed with us. And Canton, Beverly, you still there?
I am.
What else did you need?
Well, I caught in on the tail end of the gentleman that was on there that said he used Epsom salts and vinegar and he doesn't have any mosquito bites. Did he happen to say the dilutions? Like I said, I caught in on the tail end of that.
He didn't say the dilution. And I think he was just adding the Epsom salts to the vinegar, probably is what he's doing. I don't know if you can do that and have it in storage or you have to add it while you're rinsing off. If you added vinegar to baking soda, it'd be a big problem.
I know. And see, I did that. Sometimes if you don't get all the details, you can have big mistakes.
That's right. Please. No, he did not say. I took it that he was mixing them together when he used the product. Maybe he's still listening and he'll get back with us and give us what he's specifically doing. That'd be good.
I'd hope so. Because I've tried the well-known cosmetic company that has the oil, and I dilute that with water. But when you're outside and you come in to cool off, you get that oil on your furniture, and even if you put sheets on it, it's just I hate putting anything on my skin like that, and I just thought that his idea was a fantastic idea. If we could just get the dilutions.
Yeah, he was using it to rinse after a shower, and it was just giving him long-term control. And I assumed, and I should have asked, I should have followed up, that he was just having them separate, mix them together when he rinsed.
Okay, one other quick question.
And in general, I would say a good place to start, you could make up a solution of Epsom salts by putting a tablespoon in a gallon of water. And then putting that in a smaller container and splashing on some of that and splashing on some vinegar separately is probably what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully he's listening.
Yeah.
The other quick question is I've been doing what you said about putting the molasses in when I make a bed up, among other things, and it keeps the fire ants away.
Mm-hmm.
I have overdone that and killed the plant. So I'm just putting some late plants in right now. Flower plants, and do you know exactly what you'd put, how much molasses really you'd put to like a gallon of compost dirt?
Well, the I hadn't thought about it in volume like that. The way to use dry molasses and not cause any problems is to use it at about, 20 pounds per thousand, so 2 pounds per 100 square feet, 10 by 10. So just think about it from that standpoint, and so putting a whole lot in a gallon of it, you can get too much in a hurry. What causes the problem is that it stimulates such furious biological activity, it just eats the roots of the little plants away.
I know. done that.
Yeah, I've done it too. Well, I didn't do it. I had some guys that put in a whole bag. I learned it the hard way, but it was good to learn. They put in a whole great big 50-pound bag in a very small bed, planted some annuals, and they were completely black and dead within an hour.
I've done that, yeah. Yep. I can relate. So I just wondered.
Yeah, just think about 2 pounds per 100 square feet of surface. And you know, that's not going to be a whole lot of dry molasses in a square foot.
So what try would you to say, if you had to guess, a square foot? Because that's more like what I'm dealing with. And I'm terrible in math.
Well, I wouldn't put more than probably an ounce in a square foot, you know, a jigger full.
All right. Love your show, and so many things work, and I just love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Call us again. Let's go and open line for you again. It's 866-444-3478. Ed in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Quick question for you. We've recently had some bad luck with some moss rows. They just dried up and shriveled up, and I'm just wondering if that might be attributable to some fungus, because typically they're rather hardy.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough plant. You talking about portulaca or purslane? Do you know the difference?
No, my wife bought them.
Okay, the purse.
She's not available.
Well, they're very, very similar. The portulaca tends to have a little more narrow leaves. The purslane is a flatter leaf, but they're very close to the same. They have the same kind of colorful flowers. About all you can do wrong on those things, Ed, is overwater them, to be honest with you. I guess you could dramatically underwater them and lose them, but that's a very xeric and drought-tolerant plant. Is there any chance that too much fertilizer and too much water was used?
Maybe the latter, with too much water.
Okay. Try it again. It's a good plant, likes the heat and everything, and it really responds well to the organic tools and not the synthetic fertilizers, so be sure you're using organics.
Okay. Oh, may I ask you another question?
Sure.
I didn't mention it to your screener, but with respect to tomato plant, I've got one of the tomato plants that, have, at least in my perspective, is a tomato plant of a once-in-a-lifetime. The thing's about 6 feet tall and about 8 or 10 feet wide. And, of course, I'm getting this early blight, and it's creeping up the plant. And what
right.
I've been doing is I've been clipping off the dead leaves as best I can, because it's, as I recall, if you leave them there, it'll add to the problem or exacerbate the problem. And so, as I recall, some of your comments, you suggested spraying with Garrett juice.
Well, Garrett juice is a base. The product that's the most effective on early blight is BioWash, Ed, BioWash, BioWash, and you use it about a tablespoon per gallon of spray. And I mix it in with the Garrett juice and spray on a regular basis. I wouldn't go to the trouble of removing the dead leaves. You might even spread the disease around a little bit more by doing that.
Oh, because I take it away, of course.
Well, that's okay. I don't go to the trouble to do that, but try the BioWash. It really works. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run real quick. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Mitt Romney is taking an aggressive stand on Iran. Visiting Israel today, the Republican presidential candidate says Tehran's leaders are giving the world no reason to trust them with nuclear material. A campaign advisor says that Romney would respect an Israeli decision to take military action to prevent Iran from gaining nuclear weapons. Syria is accusing Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey of trying to destroy the country. On a visit to Iran, Syria's foreign minister accused the regional powers of supporting an Israeli plot to destroy Syria. A 12-year-old girl whose parents were found dead in their Little Rock home yesterday is back in Arkansas. Police say her adopted brother had taken her to Memphis, where he was arrested last month. Antonio Whitlow is suspected in the deaths of his parents. The 33-year-old is also suspected of abducting his adopted sister. More details at SRNnews.com.
Attention women. Finally, there is an anti-wrinkle cream that works instantly, and you're invited to try it risk-free. Youthful Gold is the answer to wrinkles that you've been waiting for. No matter how deep your lines are, Youthful Gold will fade your wrinkles from view in just minutes. This miracle cream combines real 24-karat gold with new anti-aging particles. Watch in amazement as Youthful Gold works on deep forehead wrinkles, crow's feet, laugh lines, under-eye creases. Wherever your wrinkles are, Youthful Gold will help you look years younger instantly. And today, you can try it risk-free. When you call now, you'll get a tube of Youthful Gold to instantly reduce the look of your wrinkles. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll double your supply. That's two tubes of Youthful Gold. But hurry, this offer won't last. Just call 1-800-416-1697. That's 1-800-416-1697. Call 1-800-416-1697.
With Western Sports, I'm Patrick Bosch. As the Summer Olympics got into full swing Saturday, all eyes were on the Ryan Lochte, Michael Phelps 400-meter individual medley. Phelps, the eight-time gold medal winner from Beijing, had conceded Lochte had been dominant in the sport the past 2 years, but he also said winning at the Olympics is another story. Lochte turned his much-anticipated duel with Phelps into a blowout, pulling away to win by more than 3 seconds. Lochte's reaction?
I've trained for 4 years, and I just feel it inside my gut that this is my year, and no better way to start this Olympics with my first race getting a gold.
Phelps says he swam a poor race and finishing fourth.
They just swam a better race than me, swam a smarter race than me, and we're more prepared, and that's why they're on the medal stand.
American Elizabeth Beisel took silver in the women's 400-meter individual medley. The U.S. women settled for bronze in the 400-meter freestyle relay. Italy won the gold medal in the men's team archery, beating the U.S. by 1 point on the final shot. This is Esser in Sports. Brad Keselowski took the lead when Elliott Sadler was penalized for jumping a late restart, then held on to win the first NASCAR Nationwide Series race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway Saturday. Denny Hamlin has won the pole position for today's Brickyard 400, turning a lap of over 182 miles per hour. It's the 11th pole of Hamlin's career and his second this season.
This is a great start to our weekend, knowing we had the number one pit stall. We have obviously a fast car, and I have a great pit crew that's going to hopefully keep me out front all day. So all those things put together, leads to success on Sunday, and I think we've got a good start to that.
Carl Edwards qualified second, followed by Joey Logano. Chuck Vaughn has been hired as the Orlando Magic's new head coach. The 37-year-old Vaughn becomes the 10th coach in team history and replaces Stan Van Gundy, who was fired May 21st. After three rounds of the Senior British Open, Bernard Langer is on top at 7-under. He's one shot in front of Fred Couples, who shot a 6-under-64. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
Doctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's see where we are. Here's Carla in Dallas next up. Hey, Carla.
Oh, good morning. I really don't have a question, I don't think. I heard the man that called in about the farm bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I acquired a DVD that I saw yesterday called Farmageddon.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you about it. The girl that answered the phone said it hadn't been mentioned. But it's there is a website that I've not been on because I don't have internet. And it's farmageddonmovie.com. And it's just chilling to see how farmers have been, not in Texas, but one in California that was trying to sell raw milk, and another one, I think Ohio, that the SWAT team came because they had a co-op, and they said, oh, they didn't have the right license or something.
Yeah, there's been some pretty dramatic examples like that. I think people think that we're being hyperbolic when we talk about some of these things, but the big companies are powerful and get the government involved sometimes to do things as dramatic as shutting you down and putting you in handcuffs. It's pretty remarkable. I talked to Judith. I didn't talk to her. She called back. I called her and missed her, and we're not going to be able to have her on today, but we'll have her on real soon and talk about all these things from the standpoint of what's going on in the state of Texas, at least. And she's got her finger on the national situation also.
Well, good. But the thing is, this is a really well-done professional
Farmageddon and food.com, huh?
When you see it and you see the swat that... Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I got the name, Farmageddon. We'll get everybody to take a look at it.
Farmageddonmovie.com.
Okay, thank you, Carla.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. Yeah, there's some pretty good documentation on all this out there, and it's building up. We need a lot more exposure and keep working on it. Jack in Dallas next. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Quick question. I haven't put down amendments for probably 9 or 10 years. I bought some green sand, got it down. Is it also time to put some lava sand in, I guess it's expanded shale now instead of soft rock phosphate, huh?
No, I'm not a big expanded shale guy. It's a man-made product. It's okay. I just like the natural stuff better. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to grow?
Nothing, just grass and, normal shrubs.
Landscaping stuff?
Yeah, but I haven't done it in so long. I just thought, well, you know, after 8 or 9 or 10, I can't even remember. Is it time to go ahead and put them all out again?
I think you'd see some benefit. I'd put out green sand and lava sand and maybe some zeolite. That'd be the one that if you added would give you some benefit that works in a little bit different way than those others do.
Okay.
Have you been using any kind of organic fertilizer at all?
Yeah, mostly corn gluten meal and interspersed with a dry molasses.
Okay, that's fine. That's a good program. Putting out a little bit more rock powder like you're talking about doing, I think, is a good idea.
Okay.
One of the things that lava sand does, and all the rock materials do to a degree, but lava sand does it as well as anything, it helps hold the moisture at just the right level for a longer period of time than any other amendment.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, because it's been so darn hot and dry.
I think it's a good thing to do.
Okay, Mike.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jack.
Bye.
It's Paula's turn in Plano, Texas. Hey, Paula.
Hi, Dirt Doctor. How are you?
Doing very well.
I have a question about, I know most people don't want to kill their wisteria, but I've got it growing everywhere. And I cut it down, and it comes back in full force.
Well, I got bad news for you, Paula.
Oh, good.
There's nothing you can spray on it to kill it that won't kill everything and ruin the soil. It's a very tough, woody plant. So the only answer is to keep cutting it back and keep cutting it back until it uses up all of its stored energy underground and dies out. Or the other option is just as much trouble, but you only would have to do it one time, and that's to literally dig it all out, get a landscape crew to come over and use the proper tools and time and manpower to dig it all completely out of the ground and be done with it.
Wow. Okay.
That's the only thing you can do. Somebody was asking me about kudzu the other day, something you could spray it and wouldn't hurt the other plants. There's just nothing you can spray. Anything that will kill kudzu will kill everything else, you know, in the area.
Right.
And it's the same thing with wisteria. It's the same thing with trumpet vine. It's the same thing with all of these invasive, big old heavy, weedy vines.
Where it's growing is back behind the fence that I don't care if everything back there died anyway. Would there be something organic that I could?
No, the organic herbicides don't kill woody plants, and that's, you know, long term a benefit for us because we can spray around the bases of grapevines and trees and shrubs and things and hit the trunk, you know, with these things, and it won't hurt them. They don't kill. If you're gonna spray and kill everything, you're gonna have to step over the line, go to the dark side, and use, you know, 2,4-D and the toxic chemicals. And I certainly would never do that.
Right.
There's not even a 100% guarantee that you'd kill the vine out with that. They're that tough. So the physical removal really is the only way to go, and then you're done with it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Sorry I don't have a better answer for you.
Me too.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, certain of the vines are just tough. Let's go to Humboldt County, California, and talk to Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi. You may have already answered this question. What I have is I have ivy and blackberry bushes coming in from an RV park behind my property, and it's tearing my fence apart. And I've tried everything. I used to use Roundup, and that worked really well, but I tried vinegar, and that didn't work at all, and so I'm kind of stumped. I didn't want to go back to, using chemicals.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you even had any luck with Roundup. It normally is not a complete kill on woody things very well either, and it may not have worked because they're back for you, it sounds like. The only other thing, and people will laugh about this, but it actually does work, and we're talking to golf courses right now about actually using this technique. Goats will take that stuff out, and some people will actually rent goats, and you can tether them to an area, and they will take a noxious situation like brambles or blackberries or other kind of woody weeds like that out. They love them. And they'll also do the same thing with kudzu and some of these other things we've been talking about. Kudzu, by the way, is a real high protein plant. The Japanese grow it on purpose, you know, for the protein source there. And when people call me about it, it's a little bit interesting because if you have any kind of a grazing animal, it doesn't work in a homeowner situation, but if you have it on a property, a farm or ranch or something like that, having some grazing animals in that area will get rid of it in a hurry because they'll eat it like ice cream before they'll eat any other plant.
Well, that's not really an option for me.
Well, physical removal, once again, I apologize, is the only thing you can do. One thing that you could try, Becky, there's an organic herbicide called Avenger that we've been helping put on the market and talk about. And it's a wonderful organic herbicide. It works better than the vinegar mixtures. Uh-huh. It's D-limonene and a surfactant. And it kills more thoroughly than anything I've ever tried. And they've got one. They've got it in several different strengths. And the one for homeowners that's a total kill, this is kind of curious, it's actually stronger than the commercial version. To get the labels, they had to dilute the commercial version a little bit more than the homeowner version for fear of drift and hurting other things, allegedly. I wish they'd have those same concerns about toxic chemicals. But anyway, getting the homeowner version, the strongest version they have of the product called Avenger would be worth trying. And I tell you what I would do, too. If you can at least do this, cut all the brambles and blackberries and whatever you have down to the ground one last time, and then do the spraying with the Avenger on the new growth as it tries to reemerge.
Well, what I've done is I've put a vegetable garden in, and a 4-foot bed across the back of my property, and that's where I'm having the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so where can I buy the Avenger at?
Well, it's across the nation. It's legal in all the states out there, I think. So first thing to do is to try your local garden center or farm store or nursery. If they don't have it in stock, you can tell them they can buy it wholesale from the Natural Organic Warehouse. It's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. And in the meantime, you can buy one or two yourself directly, you know, on a retail basis from that same website. But telling your retail stores that they can get it from Natural Organic Warehouse and have it in stock would be good for everybody.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And an open line at 866-444-3478. Jack in Brookings, Oregon, next up. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Howard. You know, we all understand that field corn, feed corn, is genetically modified, usually with the Roundup-resistant gene.
Yep.
But I was wondering about these sweet corns they've got out, which behind the name of each variety, they have either a SE or a SU or SH square or SYN, and I believe these are genetic modifications, but they're with a sugary gene. Now, does that sound to you like anything we should be worried about?
Yes, just like we've been talking all day today, but we don't have any real power to stop it because the Monsantos and the other big companies that are doing genetic modification, you know, have the green light from the government for the most part, and that's what, you know, Judith McGarry and people like that are working on to try to help with the lobbying of this new farm bill and stuff like that. Plus, I got bad news for you, Jack. The other genetic modification is out there also. It's just out there, you know, in the pollen that's moving around, and all corn can be contaminated, not just the stuff that has definitely been contaminated. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, an open line at 866-444-3478. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon, even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is medinaag.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I just came up with a new idea for a newsletter. Newsletter's free. It comes out every week, all kinds of different subjects, usually one at a time. You can get it by simply sending us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and or go through the Ask Howard and fill out the form, whatever is the easiest. Also, contest for guessing what the DNA, what the mutt mix of Logan's new dog Tony is. Go to that again to the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com, and it'll tell you the rules, the information, and what the prizes are if you get closest guess and all that kind of thing. Pictures of Tony are there, and I'd love for you to jump on board. A lot of people have and gotten some interesting entries already. Jack, did you have something else?
Howard, I'm a farmer's market grower, and a customer was asking me about sweet corn, even though I don't grow it. They were saying that another grower was telling them that their sweet corn wasn't genetically modified. And so,
yeah, it's impossible to guarantee that anymore, Jack,
sure.
as you know.
This was a variety called Sugar Buns, which I know has the SE behind it anyhow.
Yeah.
And it's evident that the grower doesn't even know, or I doubt if he's trying to bald-face lie.
No, they probably don't know.
They probably don't know. So what I wanted to bring it out on your show so your listeners would get more educated in understanding that all corn is pretty much genetically modified.
Yeah, and I'll tell you how I have pretty good proof of that. I used to have an advertiser that was a corn company here in Denton, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me because they heard me recommending corn all the time. And I helped them put what was called then horticultural cornmeal on the market. And when we first did it, and that was 15 years ago or so, they could put in writing and guarantee that their corn was GMO free. Just before they sold the business, they called me and said, "Howard, we can no longer make that statement. It's ubiquitous. It's out there, and nobody can keep it out of cross pollinating with plants." It's a bad story. I mean, it's a terrible thing to have to say and admit, but it's the truth.
Yeah. Well, Howard, I just wanted to make sure everybody listening to you understood that, and we sure appreciate your show for giving us all this information.
Jack, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Pretty part of the country, Oregon out there. Hadn't been out there in a long time. Here's another one, too, and let me see if I'm going to be able to get this right, Betty. Juana Robbins, Georgia, is that right?
That's correct. That's near Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, great. What's up?
My question is, first of all, this is my first year of planting a garden on my patio.
Uh-huh.
I planted tomatoes and okra in the same pot, and it is too much. So my tomatoes have grown really tall. They're beginning to flower.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to know if I could take two plants up and put them in another container without damaging.
Yes, you probably can, Betty. It would have been better to do it, you know, before it got to be as hot as it is now. But if they're overcrowding each other, you might as well give it a try. Lift the plants you're moving out and with as much soil on the roots as possible. Have the new pot or new bed ready so they can go in and not get dried out in the slightest. Water them in. I would soak the roots with Garrett juice and one of the mycorrhizal fungus products, and you should do fine.
Where do I get Garrett juice?
Well, you can make it yourself. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, the formula is right there on the homepage under guides.
Okay.
And if you want to buy the commercial product, you can buy it at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Garrett Juice Plus is the one that I recommend if you're going to buy one. It's the one that has the fish in it.
Okay.
All right.
And my last question.
Okay.
My last question, I heard a caller talk about organic soil. I think he said organic soil.
Uh-huh.
And he used corn gluten powder with dry molasses.
Yeah, the fertilizer that I personally use, Betty, on all my stuff. And by the way, I'm delighted that you've joined us. I love your accent, too. It's great. The fertilizer I use the most is dry molasses, and it's sold in feed stores and farm stores, and it's traditionally used in animal feeds. But I use it as a wonderful fertilizer and a stimulant for biological activity. Corn gluten meal is the protein part of cornmeal, and it's also used as an organic fertilizer. It costs quite a bit more. It's okay to use. It has natural pre-emergent herbicidal powers to a degree too, but the dry molasses is a little bit more cost effective for you. All that information is on my website on dirtdoctor.com, and you can go under guides on the home page, and it explains all that basic stuff right there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go to Weatherford and talk to Laverne. Hello, Laverne.
Well, hello, Dirt Doctor. How are you today?
Could not be better. Have you gone out to see the champion pecan tree lately?
Not lately.
Well, it's right there in your city. I guess you know about it, don't you?
I know where it's at. Yes, I do.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I have a question. My husband was listening to you on his way to Killeen, Texas, and we have a mold problem. And he said you mentioned a product named Mole Away.
Nope, it's called Mole Scram. Mole Scram.
Mole Scram.
And get it specifically. It is superior to any of those other mole pest products that I've ever dealt with. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, and I'll help you before I get away from here. But, yeah, Mole Scram, Deer Scram, Rabbit Scram, those are all from the same company, and it's the best stuff out there for repelling. If you have a question during the week, go to dirtdoctor.com. I've enjoyed being with you. Don't forget to feed the birds.